In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison rejects claims he seized on the Lebanese background of a pre-selection opponent to gain an advantage. Actor Will Smith resigns from Hollywood's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences after slapping comedian Chris Rock. And in sport, Australia to face a difficult draw in the 2022 World Cup. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is rejecting allegations he warned Liberal Party members against supporting his 2007 pre-selection opponent due to his Lebanese background. Michael Toke was Mr. Morrison's main opponent in the battle for the seat of Cook over a decade ago. Outgoing Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells last week made the accusations under parliamentary privilege. The Sydney Morning Herald on Saturday published details from two statutory declarations signed in 2016 about the 2007 pre-selection campaign, claiming Scott Morrison told party members they couldn't have a Lebanese person as a candidate, saying it would be risky to support Mr. Toke due to rumours he was a Muslim, especially after the 2005 Cronulla riots.
Prime Minister Zevin, did you warn Liberal members the party could lose Cook because people thought Michael Toke was a Muslim?
No.
You didn't say those words? You never
said he couldn't be trusted because of his Lebanese background?
No.
So why are these stories coming out?
You have to ask them.
When Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese was asked about the claims, he said a theme comes through about the Prime Minister's character.
Whether it's the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, his current Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, the comments that have been made by Gladys Berejiklian, the former Premier of New South Wales, the comments this week of Connie Fierravanti-Wells, but also crossbenchers like Pauline Hanson and Jackie Lambie.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the trade agreement Australia has secured with India is further proof of the success of his government's economic plan. The government says the deal will diversify Australia's export markets and reduce the country's reliance on China. It will cut tariffs on more than 85% of Australia's exports to India on products such as sheep meat, wool, avocados, onions, nuts and fruit, though beef, dairy and chickpeas are not included. An asylum seeker who's been freed from an Australian immigration facility after almost 9 years has called for the release of the remaining detainees. Iranian Hussein Latifi was among about 18 asylum seekers who advocates say have been released on bridging visas from onshore detention facilities in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. But there are reports at least 30 people who came to Australia from offshore detention under now repealed Medivac laws still remain locked up, though Australian Border Force would not confirm this. Mr. Latifi's freedom coincided with his 33rd birthday, and he says he has no idea why he and not others has been released.
I want to see my friends to get released as soon as possible from Mayport, from detention center, because I'm still, not only me and other friends who got released last night, we're still thinking about our friends. We've been in this situation for almost 9 years, so we become like big family. So I'm still thinking of them, and I hope they're going to release them as soon as possible because that's make me more happy.
Overseas and Ukraine's president says Russian forces are retreating from cities in the north of his country, but warned his citizens they are leaving behind a catastrophic situation. In his nightly video address, Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian troops are building up their presence in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbass near Kharkiv.
Occupiers are retreating in the north of our country, slowly but noticeably. Somewhere they are pushed away with fighting, somewhere they are leaving their positions themselves. After their withdrawal, the situation is catastrophic and there's so much danger. And this is true. First of all, airstrikes might continue. Secondly, they're mining the entire territory, houses, hardware, even the bodies of those killed. There are so many tripwires and other dangers.
It comes as Moscow accuses Ukrainian helicopters of firing at a fuel depot in Russia, though Ukraine denies any responsibility. Actor Will Smith has resigned from Hollywood's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences over his slap of comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars ceremony. Smith assaulted Rock in front of a live and televised global audience after the Oscars host made a joke about his wife Jada Pinkett Smith's alopecia condition. The actor has now issued a statement saying his actions betrayed the trust of the Academy and that he will accept any consequences the board deems appropriate. In football, and Australia will face a difficult draw in the World Cup alongside the 2018 world champions France. Denmark and Tunisia will also feature in the Group D draw, but the Socceroos will first have to get through two tough playoff ties in June against the United Arab Emirates and Peru. If Australia, currently ranked 42nd in the world, can successfully negotiate those two one-off finals, they will be the first opponents for France in November. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, showers, 19 degrees. Hobart, a late shower or two, 18 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 19. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Sydney, sunny, 26 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, much the same, 31 degrees. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.